comes to UBC. World leaders, top security, the controversy, the protest, the traffic. CITR News will be there.
APEC conference begins tomorrow.
We have roughly just over 1,000 people on the ground.
Are you aware they have a tent city that they've set up?
CITR was there.
I was there and asked the protesters what they were up to.
We need to be fed because we plan on crashing the summit, right? So you can't do that on an empty stomach.
Join the news team Friday and Monday from 5 till 6 p.m. and Tuesday with all-day live updates from APEC. CITR 101.9 FM with CITR News, first on the barricades.
This is Revolutionary Radio on CITR. I'm here with Sarah Efron, the news director.
Hey, and we're here. We're going to be doing an all-day broadcast until 6 p.m. of the events happening today at the University of British Columbia as the APEC conference sets up camp here for the day. And we've got lots of interviews, some that have been done in the past few months, and many that were made just yesterday. And we have recordings of some of the forums that happened here yesterday as part of the walk out and teach-in, which happened yesterday related to the APEC conference. And we will be bringing you also updates throughout the course of the day from the events as they happen.
I think that there's an important point that has to be made here, and that is that the students have a right to say who can and cannot come on their campus. And I really don't feel like this campus should be a haven for mass murderers and genocidal dictators or maniacs or whatever word you choose to use for.
Just to have a little flashback to some other arrests and almost arrests that have happened in the last couple months, since the APEC has been announced to be coming to the University of British Columbia. Members of APEC Alert decided to protest the upcoming APEC conference by playing ball hockey in UBC President Martha Piper's driveway. Part of the November APEC summit will take place in the president's residence, which is being renovated for the occasion. I spoke with one of the protesters, Gabby Resch.
This is the place where the leaders are going to be dining, and a lot of us feel it's important to let students know that there's been a $400,000 addition to the house specifically for that purpose. We figured we'd do something that if they arrested us, it would really cause a fuss. I mean, imagine how stupid that sounds, students getting arrested for playing hockey in the president's driveway.
You were at the People's Conference. From what you know about the People's Summit, how does that compare?
Well, the People's Summit is a government-sponsored parallel summit, and these summits happen in each country where APEC is being held every year. The idea is that it's for, quote, the people and the non-governmental organizations to bring speakers in and to talk about the impact of APEC. However, I don't believe it has a specific political agenda the way the No to APEC conference had a very specific agenda, which was to junk APEC. That is their slogan. The People's Summit, it's more of an exploration as to what the effects of APEC might be.
We have a report from past Philippines protesting to match up with our UBC protests that are going on all day today.
With the upcoming APEC convention here on the UBC campus, the process of security measures have already begun, and certain people feel that they're somewhat excessive. As a protester in the Philippines, what was your experience with security and authorities there?
Well, the People's Caravan, as I said, was mobilized over 10,000 people. We started off from Quezon City, and our destination was to be Subic Bay, the former U.S. Naval Base, which was the site of last year's Economic Leaders Summit. And we didn't even reach Subic Bay because we had to... There were eight military and police barricades that were put up, various delaying tactics that the police and military tried to use.
And you're listening to CITR. I can hear some police dogs. Tobias, are you there?
Hey. Are you there?
Yep, Tobias can hear me.
Okay, we're here live, and there are people who tried to pull down the APEC Red Zone fence, and they brought in the dogs and the cyclists, and they're now... I believe they've arrested some people. People are searching back now.
How successful have they been in tearing down the fence?
They managed to get most of the fence down. They've now strung it back up. The cops are stringing it back up as we speak.
And
there's quite a bit of yelling and shouting going on, and people are obviously getting a bit more on the violent side of protest. There's a whole bunch of APEC delegates standing behind the fence checking out what's going on. And a whole bunch of media, too. too. It looks like now we're just waiting for further action, but it's quite a turbulent atmosphere at this moment. I think anything could happen.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Revolutionary Radio, and we have with us right now on the line Sergeant Garatin from the RCMP. Sergeant, could you tell me how many people have been arrested so far this morning?
To the best of my knowledge, there was approximately a dozen persons that were arrested today. However, I mean, so far we're very happy with the cooperation that we're getting with the students, you know, who are here expressing their discontent, and we're trying to facilitate that to the best of our ability while keeping in mind our primary responsibility, which is to ensure the safe passage of the people that we have here.
In a few minutes, we'll have another live update from the APEC protest, this time from CITR reporter Andrew Newman. Hello, Andrew.
Hey. There's pretty much absolute chaos here. We were down at Southwest Marine Drive. The area was being blocked, barricaded. Some police moved in, a large amount of police. The buses came in. Apparently, I guess it had the delegates on it. A sergeant, somebody came forward to the group that was sitting peacefully in the street, doing nothing, singing the occasional song, the occasional chant, and they said, we're going to, a sergeant came forward and said, I am sergeant, didn't catch his name, but he said, you're given one chance to move, we will use force, we will use whatever force we need to use, and they pepper sprayed a large number of people, and then they started to advance up the street, pepper spraying as they went. It's pretty much chaos here.
So it seems that all the motorcade is going to go through your exit right there.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't see what another reason could be for what they did.
How many people do you think got pepper sprayed just now?
I'd say a good 10.
And are they hauling people away for arrest after they've been pepper sprayed?
I'm not sure how many people they actually have arrested. I'm sure there's one. I can see a couple back, and they're bringing up the ambulance for them now. I think we might have even seen some throwing of rocks. They're advancing right now. They're advancing on us. We're running.
Okay.
They started spraying again.
What's happening now, Andrew?
What's happening right now? The protesting are calling shame on you to the police, and the police are standing in a line. There's about three rows of them. They're stretched across the entire street. Now they're bringing in backup from a bus. Earlier on, there were some military personnel around, not too many, but now they're bringing in reinforcements. There's about 30 different police, many armed with mace and pepper spray.
And this is a special day of broadcast on the APEC conference at UBC and the protests around it. If you have any comments to make at any time of our broadcast, things you hear on the air or things that are happening right now, please phone in. 822-2487 is the number to call, or UBC-CITR.
These people that are getting hurt by the police and that are saying that police are using excessive force and stuff, I have no sympathy for them, because they're putting themselves at risk by, you know, trying to break through the barricades and stuff like that, and I think that they deserve what they're getting, and, you know, like, the police are just doing their job.
I was just speaking to RCMP Constable Grant Learn, and he told me that approximately 38 people have been arrested today, so it is a fluctuating figure, and I'm not sure if all the arrestees have been processed yet, but that was his best estimate. He said that some of them were sent to the UBC RCMP station. Others have been sent to Richmond station. Right now we have JJ, who went to check out the aftermath of what was happening down on Marine Drive.
And how did it feel?
The more you get in the eyes, the more it hurts on your skin. It just stings more so in the eyes, like it's blinding. There's one man who was here was hurt very badly. They also, the guy who was leading our group, his name was Mark. They dragged him, after they pushed us all the way back here, they dragged him through the lines, and I saw his like body being scraped against the ground, and he was being sprayed by more than one person.
It's hard to believe I could be in my class right now.
That's true. We could just be trotting along work as usual, except for, you know, the persistent sound of helicopters overhead reminds us of what's really happening.
Mr. Kretchen, regarding Suharto, there's a song out there right now by a punk band called the Nomads called the Suharto Stomp. Earlier today as well at UBC, there were an incredible number of protesters. Do you think, Mr. Kretchen, if you were, say, 40 years younger, that you too would be writing punk songs and protesting against AIPAC?
But for me, in a democracy, people protest. I've been protested a few times in my lifetime. I did that myself too when I was a student.
Do you think, though, that mace equals freedom? Some of the protesters were maced.
What do you say?
Some of the protesters were maced. Does mace equal freedom? Would you have been maced yourself back then, Prime Minister Kretchen?
But I don't know what you mean by that.
A mace? Pepper spray? Some other members
of
the...
Oh, but I don't know. This technique did not exist in those days. For me, pepper, I put it on my plate.